views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're going to talk about luck. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, is there luck real? Is it real?
Well, I don't know if your luck is real. No. Yes. Yes, Patricia, luck is real. And that's what we're trying to say. That from our perspective as intuitives, we see that luck is an energy like anger, shame, guilt, anxiety, frustration. Those are all subtle energies. And just like we work with all of those energies, we work with luck also. Luck occurs naturally
in nature.
In nature.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you an example of that.
In a minute.
Well, and it's a really, really neat story. But the truth is that luck is can be created, it can be amplified, and used in positive ways. It doesn't have to be just superstition, although most people, when they talk about luck, do it in a way that is superstitious or what I would call phony.
Oh.
Not accurate. Not real.
Okay.
The opposite of real.
Okay.
So
are we ready for our first story today?
We're gonna talk about
wait. A squirrel and a turkey vulture and a falcon go into a bar. Just kidding. It was out on the street, actually. So I happen to be the one to see this.
She couldn't help that lead.
I couldn't.
This isn't really a joke. This is a story.
No, this is actually a true story. I saw it.
Yes.
I happened to be working with one of our clients, and it was kind of a cold day. And these two squirrels were playing, and just as a car came by, one of them ran into the street, and it got hit by the back tire of
it died.
It's no longer with us.
Not to make light of the squirrel's
death. No, not in the least. In fact, I thought, poor baby, go with God and find your way, that kind of thing. And about an hour later or less, all of a sudden I look up and there's these two turkey vultures. And I don't know if anyone has ever seen one, but they're rather a large bird. And don't have a piece of meat in your hand because they'll think it's theirs. That's for sure. So, they kind of would take a bite and then the other one would take a bite, that kind of thing. And then a little while after that, I happen to be sitting in the same place, and I look out on the road, and here comes this bird. I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? I did have to go look it up, and the bird happened to be a falcon. And the turkey vultures just backed away from this falcon. And the falcon wasn't quite as big as the turkey vultures. Anyway, the falcon looked around, and he looked at both the turkey vultures. He picked up the remains of the squirrel and in his claws, and he flew away. He just – and the turkey vultures, the funny part was is they looked and went, what happened? They, you know, like, hey, that was ours. But they weren't going to mess with the Falcon. So the moral of the story is, so to speak.
The moral. What we observed,
yes,
is that for the squirrel, he had an unlucky day.
He did. I'm
the
sorry.
Turkey vultures thought they had a lucky day, but then whoop.
They it didn't. Wasn't so lucky.
The falcon had a very lucky day.
Exactly.
And this all happened, of course, you know, at this particular day. I guarantee you, in any day in nature, as in your life also, there can be good things that happen and bad things that happen. Yes. And a lot of times, whether it's good or bad depends on your perspective.
Mm, yeah.
Which is part of the challenge when we talk about luck, because when people are focused on being lucky, we get a lot of clients who have come to us over the years who come to us and say, well, I need this promotion, or I need to get this raise, or I'm trying to...
I want to buy this house. I need a new car, that kind of stuff.
You know, I'm trying to marry this woman, or I'm trying to divorce this man, or, you know, I just... All these things, and they want us to help them with quote-unquote luck.
Yes.
So that this... whatever they want will happen.
Right.
There's a problem with that.
Okay.
Because what we see and how we see luck works in the world, and that's why we gave you this story, is that it's a complex soup. And it, like a complex soup, just like if you had, I never even thought about that. I'm just pulling this this metaphor out of the air. So if she gives me the eye, then I know I'm not going very far. But think of a minestrone soup.
Minestrone soup.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of vegetable soup. How's that? Jason
is not from Italy.
Yes. You put your spoon in and you...
And you don't know what you're going to come up with.
You don't know what you're going to come up with.
Yes, exactly.
And if you love carrots, every once in a while you'll get a carrot.
Right.
Every once in a while, you might get
a garbanzo bean.
Yes. And if you don't like garbanzo bean, that's bad luck. You know?
Yes, exactly.
That's how luck works.
And that's looking at that from a perspective that in the moment is working for you. Oh, I want carrots. I don't want any garbanzo beans. But if you think about it, the garbanzo beans and the kidney beans and all of the other stuff, they make the soup what the soup is.
Exactly. And our ecosystem,
right,
which is made up of many, many, many different energies, is constantly changing and adapting and moving. It's based on our energy. It's based on the people around us and their energy. We know that there's a complex relationship between stars and stars in the heavens.
And the moon.
The moon.
That kind of thing.
And yes, and gravity. And all these things affect the energy in the moment.
Right.
And it changes day by day,
right,
month by month, year by year.
Exactly.
So all these things get mixed up.
I have another story, Jason, and it's actually a really good one because it's about you and I. Jason and I worked where we met was in San Francisco, and we both worked for one of the art colleges there. And the interesting thing was, I got laid off / fired, and we talked about it. It's like, oh my gosh, okay. But what we talked about was, okay, as long as Jason had his job, we would be okay and we'd figure it out. Well, lo and behold, 6 weeks later, he got laid off / fired as well. Yes, we both got unemployment, you know, that sort of thing.
We had just started doing this work, and we were doing it part-time. We were doing it, you know, after work.
Yes.
But we didn't think it would support us full time.
And we were forced. And by the way, we were terrified, we admit. But we used the clearing. We used what we would call the beginning of understanding the ecosystem approach. We used it to get to where we are today. And I'm going to say it straight out, getting fired was the best thing, one of the best things that ever happened to me, to Jason, and to both of us.
So what was bad luck turned out to be good luck.
Right.
And that's going to be kind of the theme today. This is a big hint for the other three more segments, is that if you clear consistently and constantly, even though you can't direct luck in a really laser-like focus to do one specific thing, if you clear consistently and constantly in your life, you'll make the opportunities for things, good things to happen. Now, I should say, and this is really important, we were clearing before that happened.
Right.
And then once it did happen and we had to do this full time and we had to have clients to support us for full time, we cleared to have enough clients so that we could support ourselves. And we were lucky in that that happened. So there's no reason why you can't focus on it as part of an overall program to remove the negative energies, because it's the negative energies that get in the way of the natural form of luck in the world.
Exactly. So, Jason, you know, there's clearing one time, I just want to say this, for a particular situation isn't as effective as if you clear on a regular basis, because oftentimes the negative energies that one holds, meaning us as a person holds, it will block you from the things that you want. So with that said, Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
That luck is real, and it's a subtle energy which helps good things happen. Mm-hmm. That luck is a result of the total energies at one time that net out to a lucky outcome, and that good luck and bad luck happen in nature all the time, and that the ecosystem approach is the best way to increase good luck in your life.
All right. I like that. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the biggest misconceptions. I'll fix my mouth when we're on break. The biggest misconceptions about luck. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today we're talking about luck. In this segment, we're going to talk about common misconceptions about luck. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason. What are some of the biggest misconceptions about luck?
Well, here's the biggest. We think, because we're in a programming culture, that we can use a recipe or one method that works over and over again, regardless of the other energies present. No, it doesn't work that way. That's not, we would like it to work that way, but no, it doesn't work that way. We think if we have a lucky rabbit's foot and we can rub it, or we have a special jersey with a certain number that'll help the game that we're rooting for win, all these things. That's not how luck works. We've never seen it work that way. The way it is that it's a combination. It's sort of that vegetable soup analogy where everything gets thrown together and then every once in a while you get what you want. And it's more random, it's more arbitrary, but it happens. You get, if you want carrots out of that vegetable soup, you get more and more carrots in your life as you clear consistently and constantly that ecosystem. And the less negative energy you have in that ecosystem that's you, the more possibilities for likely outcomes. That doesn't mean that you can't focus on a particular issue at a particular time.
Of course.
However, people come to us all the time and they come to us with these ecosystems that are really toxic, which is a nice way of saying they've got lots of issues, a lot of negative energies trailing them.
I've got lots of issues, Jason.
And they want us to completely ignore all that other stuff.
Right.
And
focus on this one thing.
On this one thing.
You know, Jason, this talk about pulling it out of the air. You know, people ask me all the time, well, Patricia, how do you do the clearing? How do you, do you have a certain time during the day, or what is it you do with all of this? And the answer is, yes, I do have a certain time, oftentimes when I'm taking a walk with my husband in the morning or later on in the afternoon. But I start my clearing as soon as I get out of bed, as soon as my feet hit the floor and I'm shuffling off to the facilities, we'll say it that way. That's how I do that. And I found that when I am cleaner and rid of negative energies around me, I can have more clarity and focus on how I do my life.
In fact, we've designed the ecosystem approach so that you can incorporate it in your daily life.
Right.
So it's not not another thing that you have to do, but it also becomes a habit as part of your daily routine.
Right.
You know, our Move Clear Meditative approach works with that, so that while you're going to work, while you're taking a shower in the morning, while you're fixing breakfast, while you're riding the train to work,
while you're driving to work. You mean not while you're yelling at the kids, come on, we got to go, not one of those?
Well, you can do that too, but it just, I'm not one that can chew gum and walk at the same time, so,
Oh, that is a true statement, everybody.
Let's not change the subject here. Here's the other thing about the misconceptions, is that I know a lot of people have this belief that if something good happens, then the other shoe is going to drop. The problem with that is that it has some truth to it. We see in the world of energy, which is our playground, that's where we have our expertise, that when something good happens, just like you learned in high school physics, when there's a reaction, there's always an equal and opposite.
When there's an action, there you go.
Equal and opposite reaction. We call that polarity. And just in the energy world of these intangibles of love, hate, anxiety, stress, bitterness, all these intangible emotions that are really energies, when something good happens, it creates the possibility for something negative to happen. And a lot of people believe this, that if something good happens, then that other shoe's going to drop anytime.
And they keep looking for it, and they miss the point of the positive.
They miss the point of the positive, but even the act of looking for it creates, gives energy.
Gives
to
power to.
That possible negative approach.
Well, and then I want to jump in and say also, but the polarities, yeah, that happens. It happens everywhere. It's in nature as well. But understand, polarities happen. It's what you do with it. And when you clear yourself, when you remove negative energies around you and the polarity happens, you can see and do and deal with it a whole lot better and easier.
Yes.
It's a lot less stress.
Yes.
Well, plain and simple, less stress.
Well, and I know that we always felt that we were fortunate when we started doing this this work, that we were both working.
We were.
And we were able to do it after hours.
Yes.
We felt that that was our luck.
Yes.
And then our bad luck was that we got laid off, which was bad luck. But then we kept clearing our way through it.
Right.
And we had this amazing possibility that our business increased so that we were able to continue.
Well, and you know, I have to say, because of the clearing and so forth, Jason and I have laughed and we've had to, we've cried, yes, absolutely. But we've also, we started seeing our life from a different perspective than the one that we were programmed to believe we were supposed to do.
The programming culture puts blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
It compartmentalizes everything. It's this or that.
Yeah, there
right
is,
or wrong,
exactly.
Black or white.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach is not that way. It's truly holistic.
Right.
In a way that is organically holistic and mm-hmm. not just lip service. One of the things I want to encourage everybody, we're going to, in our newsletter this week, and every week we do a newsletter bonus. This week it's going to be, we're going to do a bonus about luck and how to create luck in your life. So if you want to have something that you can read, if you want to have something, you can listen to this this podcast over and over again. Of course, we're live right now, but it's recorded,
right.
And you can listen to it again. But we want to suggest that our newsletter, it's fairly brief. A lot of people read it on their smartphones, and it gives you some clearings. Also gives you some background about Patricia and I, which you may or may not find
interesting.
or all sorts of other things. And it gives you the links and things like that to get more information. So please sign up. Mm-hmm. If you sign up for our newsletter, you have to go to our website, www.livinglighter.org. It's livinglighter.org, and go to the newsletter tab. And all we ask for is your name and your email address, and you'll be signed up. So, you know, even while you're on our next break, just go do that if you would. And
right.
I think it would be great. I think you'll love it. And you'll see pictures of us trying to be lucky. You know, we didn't try to, we didn't take pictures of the squirrel.
We didn't. I'm glad we didn't.
Unfortunately, the other part of that story is that I was lucky because I was going to have to call and have someone from the Homeowners Association come and take away the roadkill because it was our dogs would have been thought they had dessert for our evening walk.
All right, let's. I want to talk about one thing that's still, when we think that luck is and we focus on one thing and I want to be lucky about that. I'm going to Lake Tahoe tonight, or I'm going to Jersey, or wherever the other place, major place is, Las Vegas. That, people want us to focus on that one thing. But the problem is it creates a form of compartmentalizing our lives. And one thing, no matter what anybody thinks, one thing does affect the other in our lives.
we don't believe that the relationship we had with our father 50 years ago would affect whether we're going to get the promotion tomorrow.
Yes, but
when, it does.
It does. When you're wearing negative energy, as Jason and I can see, you know, the stance in which you take could affect you, but it could be the stance of, and we'll just use, I hate my father. Or, you know, my father told me I was no good, so why not, you know, carry it around with me? Because I don't know what else to do with it.
People don't understand this. When we have, when we're shamed as a child, or we're afraid as a child, mm-hmm. or all sorts of other emotions that we have as a child, or even, at other times in our life, we numb out from the feeling, but the energy of that feeling sticks with us. And that's what we don't get.
Exactly.
And then it becomes toxic in your ecosystem, and you have to remove it in order to get the luck that you want for your life. So, ready for key points?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jason, he didn't give me a chance. Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
The biggest misconception about luck is that most people see it as a program which they can do over and over again and get the same result. No way. That negative emotions and energies are the biggest barriers to luck. That luck, like all energies, does not exist separately or individually, but are part of the whole ecosystem of you.
I want you to say that one again.
That luck, like all energies, do not exist separately or individually, but are part of the whole ecosystem of you. Mm-hmm. And that human beings have the ability to influence luck by choice, with the ecosystem approach that was designed to be highly effective way of making you more lucky in your life.
Okay. Or at the very least, feeling lighter. Okay, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about ways to increase luck in your daily life. If you want more luck in your life, you need to listen to this segment. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about luck and ways to increase your luck in your daily life. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how do you increase luck in your daily life?
It's very simple to say, which is by constantly and consistently clearing the negative energies in your ecosystem away.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you create a circumstance for better luck in all things, even when you don't expect it, even when you're not trying for it, it just happens. That's what's really amazing about this is that it knowing what to clear is what, you know, how we come in and our ecosystem approach. We've developed a way to help you navigate that process to determine how to clear. And I have to say that in our ecosystem approach, one of the things that I think is really good about it, and you know, compared to a lot of people doing energy work out there, what is really special about ours is that it can be very targeted and focused. So instead of saying, okay, you know, bring in, you know, take out all the bad energy and bring in all the good energy, we're very specific, you know.
Mm-hmm. Take out all the anger.
Take out all the anger. Take out the resentment of that guy that flipped me off in traffic this morning. Or, remove all the resentment that my wife has because I accidentally forgot and left my boxer shorts on the floor in the front of the bed.
I don't know who he's talking about.
It can be very, very specific.
And to eliminate my resentment. What?
So it can be very, very specific and targeted. And I think that's why it's very much more effective than a lot of other methods that are out there. Not that I'm saying any energy work is good. The problem, you know, and we've noticed this, that people that are introduced to other energy processes like acupuncture, Reiki, Tai Chi, mm-hmm. Qigong, when they start doing this, it feels amazing.
Yes.
Because they haven't done any energy work and it's been sitting there for years and years and years.
Stuck. Yeah.
So when they start to move a little bit, it feels great.
You know, that brings me to my next story, and it might be my last one for this show anyway. As negative energy is removed, when it hasn't been touched like forever, it seems like you're in a different world. And the constant and continuous clearing brings about better luck. Yes, but it also, I remember my first time when Jason cleared me for the first time. And yes, we've come a long way since that time. But I felt, the first thing I felt was so much lighter. And hence living lighter. But I felt so much lighter about everything. Colors were brighter. I felt like I was walking on air. And I felt like there wasn't anything that I couldn't, at the very least, look at. And before that, things were not good in my life. Things were not great. And I was really, really, really struggling with everyday living, not just everyday life. And so I was so in awe of it. And I want you to know, I'm still in awe today, almost 20 years later, regarding the clearing. and the ecosystem approach. I am still in awe.
Because we see it every day with clients, and yes, we see how it affects them and how their lives change for the better.
Yes.
The problem is that it's not like you do this and you get this result. You do this and you get this
Everybody
result.
Everybody is different. I'm going to jump in and say, you know, I've done clearing, help people do clearings for certain situations, and maybe the next client that I have has a similar situation. But it's not always the same clearings because everybody is different.
Well, and what makes it invisible often is that you'll do some clearing and they'll be focused on getting this result.
Yes.
But then they get this result over here and it's completely completely invisible to them.
Well, and
even though it's a positive.
Exactly. They almost sometimes think it's irrelevant.
Irrelevant or they dismiss it.
Yes.
And a lot of people, when we clear them the first time, they don't feel it.
Yeah.
And some people take a long time before they start to feel it.
And yet others, sometimes they feel it right away.
Exactly. But the problem is that because of our culture of programming, programming numbs us out to our feelings.
Yes.
So when we work with someone and clear the energy, they've already been numbed out for years and years and years and years.
Yes.
One clearing is going to help them remove that numbness. But that's probably one of the biggest negative energies that we see is a form of numbness.
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel? Well, I don't really know. You know, what's going on with you right now? Well, I don't know. You know, that's normal because the way we're programmed.
Right, right.
So the negative energy, when it's removed and it hasn't been touched forever, feels really good.
Yes.
What we do by constantly and consistently, the ecosystem approach is an approach that helps people do it constantly, consistently, day in, day out for the rest of their life. They know how to use it. It's like a tool. It's like it almost seems like a magic tool because it's so uncommon in this world.
Right.
By not working with the energies, we have so few tools in our toolbox to help ourselves grow and develop. And now with this tool, it's the most amazing tool that we have. And you apply it for so many different areas.
And so many different things and feelings.
You
know, that's I want to make sure that people understand that negative feelings can be negative energies.
Patricia always knew that she was intuitive.
Right.
But the clearing, even though it made her, it brought her alive. It also increased her intuition by 100-fold.
at least.
And, you know, we've known that we've worked with other clairvoyants, people that have
mediums, so forth,
intuitives.
Yes.
And this process helps them with that in a way that's amazing.
It's unlike any other one has done because I worked many programs, Jason.
Yes.
I did other things. And the truth was, it never helped me understand my own intuition and how I could be and how amazing life could be.
So
Jason, what are the key points?
In order to understand how luck works, you have to understand your own ecosystem. And that includes all the energies present, not just one or two.
Right.
That focusing on increasing your luck in your whole life by continuously and constantly removing negative energy is the way to go. And that make a commitment to yourself to make energy work and removal a part of your life is the key to good luck.
Exactly. And one of the things that I did in the beginning was I put a note up on my mirror and, you know, kind of like smile, have a good day. Okay, that wasn't it. But I made a list for myself that I, you know, and I to this day use that basic list every single day. So, Jason, let's jump in and let's tell them how the energy stuff works.
Every on Third Sipping and on all of our shows, we always teach you how to do clearing. This is removing negative energies, and it's a very simple process. If we clear something that doesn't apply to you, which is unlikely, but if you don't think it does, it won't hurt you. It's benign.
Truly.
And when we do this clearing, I want you to set your intention to help that person who you may not know that's next to you, that's in another state, in another country, to help them with their stuff too.
Right.
So here's how you do it. You use your imagination. You When we say to eliminate, imagine that energy that's spoken, like anger or resentment or whatever it is, and gather it up in your body, blow it out and blow it into a trash can. Put this trash can in your imagination, and as you blow it out, send it into that trash can. And with a gentle breath, you don't need to hyperventilate. You don't need to breathe too hard.
Remember, we don't know where some of you are, so we can't either call 911 or send an emergency vehicle to pick you up off the floor.
Gentle breath, yes. And then we go on to the next emotion. Mm-hmm. And it's benign. There's nothing that will hurt you if you do this. And if you clear something you don't think really affects you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Please just go with us. And it'll be very beneficial. And then Patricia.
And then we activate life force energy at the end. And the reason that we do that is we want to replace where the negative energy was in your physical body and your emotional body. We want to replace it with the most powerful energy that we have access to. So you just reverse the process. You're going to take a breath in, and you're going to allow that life force energy to go into your heart and go into other parts of your body. We see this as clear, pure light. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearings and energy work to help you have more luck in your life. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about luck and how to create more luck in your life. We're going to do some clearings that will really help you out here. So, Jason, I'm going to point at you and say, go for it.
She's always pointing at me. But before we start the clearings.
Don't tell them how much I laughed.
This is the 4th of July week, and we want to wish our country happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
You know, both Patricia and I love our country, and we know the politics, you know, 2018 are crazy. People are mad and angry at each other, and it seems to be divided in ways that are awful. You know, one of the things that we believe is that the divisions are caused by too much programming, and the ecosystem approach is a way out of that kind of negative programming that makes people
crazy
and at odds with each other when we should feel connected.
And so the next time somebody gives you a bad time about some sort of politics, something, grab their hand and say, well, let's just do some clearing on that one.
Or say, go to www.livinglighter.org.
I love it.
So let's do some clearing. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see and feel the benefit, the clearing, to feel more luck in my life. Take a breath. And to eliminate my ego needs to work with one energy to clear for specific things that I want versus a holistic approach. Take a breath.
You know, if you get what you want, but you can't enjoy it, meaning because you've cleared, I'm going to say win the lottery. Think about it. If you're not happy, if you're not healthy.
It's not going to help you.
It's not. So, and to eliminate having a superstitious view of luck where about an object or an action to bring about luck, i.e. rabbit's foot, t-shirt, so forth. Take a breath.
And to eliminate our loyalty to the programming approach that we do over and over and over again, even though it doesn't work.
Expecting different results.
Take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance we have to taking a more holistic approach to our life so we can have more holistic luck in our life. Take a breath.
And have fun doing it. Now, this one is huge. And to eliminate the veils and illusions in my life so I can see the negative energies that are holding me back. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the negative energies of hurt, anger, fear, guilt that are holding me back from luck in my life. Mm-hmm. Take a breath.
Oh, I got another one. And to eliminate the false beliefs and trainings and programmings from now and in my past that says, I don't deserve to have luck. I don't deserve to have what I want. I release and let go that negative energy, those false beliefs. Take a breath right now. From your toes, everybody, blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that even though a lot of these feelings have numbed out, they're still present as energies attached to me and that it's important for me to get rid of them. And I can start doing that, start removing the numbness right now. Take a breath.
and to eliminate my fear of actually beginning to take care of me in my highest and best interest today. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so that I can take care of all of me, not just certain parts that I think are important.
Right.
Take a breath.
Because as human beings, we're not just a finger, we're not just an eye or a heart. We are an entire human being, an entire ecosystem.
Yes. And to eliminate the barriers to my authentic feelings that are covered up by numbness so that I can see those authentic feelings and then remove them. Take a breath. And to eliminate my fear of what I'm going to see if I remove that numbness, that I won't be able to handle it when that's not true at all.
At all. Take a breath. That one I know personally. Take a breath.
And to activate life force. This is the reverse of the process here. So bring this energy in. And to activate life force so I can attract the good things in my life and more luck.
Take a breath. Let that one just shower all around you. And to activate life force so I can see the intangibles in my life as energies and work with them for my benefit and the benefit of my life and everyone around me. Take a breath. Easy. Let that come in right through the top of your head. Let it go right to your heart. Actually, let it go all the way to your toes as well. Let it fill up your entire body. And any negative energies that you pushed out of the way, blow them out and put them into the garbage can. And to activate life force so I can see and know when I'm getting in my own way, when I'm my fears and all of the intangibles I can't see, so I can see where I get in my own way and then, of course, do self-sabotage things that don't serve me. Nice and easy. Life force energy. Take a breath in.
And to activate life force energy so I can trust that these new tools to clear the negative energies will make my life more lucky.
Good. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about something that affects all of us all the time, and that's being stuck.
No, wait a minute. That doesn't mean you're stuck between the washer and the dryer. That's not exactly what that means, right?
For us, it means emotionally stuck.
Oh.
But the picture we have is this cat trying to get the cat through the cat door, and his butt is stuck in the back. So,
okay.
You know, just for what that's worth. So.
Okay, I like that one. All right.
This is a great show, so, you know.
Yeah, join us for that show. Absolutely.
Everybody gets stuck. We get stuck. Everybody gets stuck.
You know, the other thing I want to say is, you know, you can email us at Patricia and Jason. Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. You know, you can ask us questions. We'd be happy to answer questions.
Or make topic suggestions.
I love that. So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded, and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on our website, sign up for our newsletter to get the backstory of our Living Lighter radio show.
And that newsletter is fun. People, we've had so many good comments about
that.
They use it to have something in their hands so they can clear every day. I think it's great.
Okay. And we'd love to hear your comments at, and I'll say it correctly this time, Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Happy 4th, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.